You're such an asshole.
The morning has already started off poorly. And I will make a very arrogant statement. Rarely, if the day or the morning starts off poorly, is it my fault. It is invariably somebody else's fault or a group of other people's fault. Why? Because the number one cause of all problems in the world are people. And the people who have a monopoly on the screw-ups and the fuck-ups and slowing the rest of society down, slowing us, Frank, let's be very honest, us superior people. I do mean us. We are better than the average bear. the group of people that have that monopoly on slowing down all of fucking society and getting in the way of us superior people trying to do our fucking jobs, live a better life, not piss it away like most of you pizza horking, wings horking, beer swilling sows watching your sports ball or watching your TV is stupid people. Stupid people. I mean, could you imagine if we got rid of all the stupid people? How much faster things would go? Now, let me explain Fleet Farm, because you guys don't, apparently this is a Midwest thing. I believe there's Fleet Farm and Farm and Fleet, two brothers, Wisconsin, I believe. Kind of the same thing with the Menard story. It was Fleet Farm. They split it up, sibling rivalry. I don't know if there's Farm and Fleet anymore, but there is Fleet Farm. And this is a new thing because the great one said, I went to Fleet Farm. It's the greatest thing ever. It is pretty cool. Fleet Farm is pretty cool, the new ones. And this is not specifically about Fleet Farm, but I've had it. We got to make a sacrificial lamb. We have to make an example of one fucking dumbass corporate entity for all the other dumbass corporate entities. So like, oh shit, maybe we shouldn't do it. Because it's not that life is hard enough. It's not that it's annoying as fuck to begin with. Y'all just got to get your little, here's an email list. Here's an update from State Farm Insurance. Hey, we here at the State Farm family just want to clog up your email a little bit more. Here's some that has no fucking value to you. And what it is, you know, they say death by a thousand cuts. This is death by a million micro corporate dicks just trying to stick it in your ass. Like fucking mosquitoes, stick it in your ass. I'll show you. I went to Fleet Farm. I will tell you a story. Now, I'm going to tell you a story. I had to go to Fleet Farm for Fleet Farm things. Manly things. And they do have ammo. And the thing that I wanted was not for sale. They did not carry the thing. Oh, we don't carry that here. Good, because I'm glad I walked all the effing way around. You could have just put a big sign here saying garden tools. They don't carry that. But Fleet Farm, one of the reasons you should probably check out Fleet Farm, is they got everything else. They got clothes. They got ammo. They got fishing poles. They got rifles. They got everything. So they also had vitamins. And, you know, the old captain has high cholesterol. And I use Cholestoff, fish oil, and then it's bergamot, citrus bergamot. And this actually has helped me lower my cholesterol. But you got to pick it up. You got to go around because the stupid people, sometimes they produce it, sometimes they don't. Sometimes it is, sometimes it's not. So you got to shop like you're in the Soviet Union. Oh, better pick up that. Don't know when that's coming back. Why? Because all the millennials and Gen Zers, well, I'm going to collect stimmy checks and not work because producing citrus bergamot is beneath me and my doctorate in philosophy. I'm going to sit at home and suck off mommy's and daddy's teat. So I find fish oil, running low on that. Cholestoff, not running low on that, but boy, you better pick that up when you see it. You never know when the facility or the cholestoff factory is going to shut down. And then I got lutein, because Cappy likes his eyes. Three things. I don't know what that's for, but we're going to do it. This is the receipt, you fucking morons at Fleet Farm printed off, for three motherfucking items. And it's not like I'm not in a rush, not like I'm finite and I'm aware of it. I'm not one of you dopes. We're all immortal. We go to heaven. And the Lord or Yahweh or Allah will bless us with whatever was in your whatever book that says you're going to live forever. Right? I don't live by that principle. I know I'm going to die. I have a feeling it's going to be like before I was born. Over. No more conscious, no more sentience. Now I have to sit and wait for this fucking thing. It was hilarious. It was like watching this thing coming out of a conveyor belt. I'm like, is it going to end? What the, this is almost 2 feet fucking long. Do you, what fucking asshole can, Fleet Farm, please. I want the name. I want people's names. I want to start finding, there's these people that sit at choke points and get the little mosquito micro corporate dicks to sting us in our assholes like this. Is this the end of the world? No, but you all keep fucking flooding us normal people and the superior people who are trying to live our lives. What the, this delays us by a second and a half, not to mention pisses us the fuck off. What am I, holy shit. Now hiring Fleet Farm. Oh, are you a rewards member? Jesus Christ. Would you like GDP to go up by at least 100 billion overnight? How about all you fucking assholes stop at, are you a rewards member? Hey, how about you not waste these 3-5 seconds of valuable time in line while there's other people waiting and you just run the fucking shit through the cash register? Huh? Huh? Rewards. Oh, can I join your, gee, another database where I get to set up a username and password and you're going to have it hacked. Gift card giveaway. Oh my gosh, you must think I'm from a trailer park and I actually believe in like lotteries. And what is all this? What is all this? This fine print. Who reads this? Who? Who are the fucking idiots? That there's no one. Nobody does this. Even the stupid people. Like, just give me the name, man. I just want the name of the marketing guy that thought this was a good idea. And then he'd just not be around anymore. Where'd he go? Hey, where's Frank in marketing? I don't, what happened to Frank? What, Frank who? Frank Johnson? No, Frank the receipts guy. Oh, receipt Frank. Yeah, what happened to receipt Frank? I don't know. There's a pile of receipts. He's like drowning and it'd be like a very Joker type of death. You want your receipts? Frank, the receipt guy. I can't do a good Mark Hamill. And it isn't so much the economic efficiency loss. It certainly is this, but do you enjoy? Oh, and then this. Then the little turd. This is like one big-ass cable my grandpa would lay and clog up the toilet. Then you got your little remnant poop. What is this? $4, 4 cents off fuel. Oh, 4 whole fucking cents? Gee, thanks, man. I think... From all of America to all of you corporations that print off these increasingly long receipts, fuck you. Knock it the fuck off. Stop giving us the fucking Declaration of Independence. We don't use this shit. It pisses us all off. Knock it off. Oh, but we get extra sales. Hey, Receipt Frank did the numbers. Did you know that Fleet Farm makes an extra $3 a year for its entire corporate entity with this bullshit? Any super chats today? Gonna get Pokeball today. Gonna get Pokeball. Can't be autocorrect. Economic. Why? Did I spell something wrong? Can we destroy Ben and Jerry's? They're bought out now by the big corporation. That's hilarious. Ben and Jerry's is Operation Evil. They're like, hey, man, like socialism and stuff, man. If you just pay $6 a scoop for our ice cream, we'll help out the poor people, man. Look at us, we're cool hippies. We make ice cream in Vermont, man. And they sold the corporate. Now it's this big-ass corporate. Oh, yeah, yeah. Look, hey, we help out the children in Africa with ice cream. Oh. All right, that's it. We'll catch you guys later. Toodles.